Okay, so we're up to a discussion of Korach. So Korach, in terms of the mechanics, isn't that complicated here, but the lumdus is really fascinating. You take the bottom matzah, you have to have a kezias of the bottom matzah, you put it with a maror, there's a machlokes between the Rishonim about whether there should be charoses or not. I think the common minhag is to have charoses, even the Ramah doesn't have that way, based on the Rav Yah, that we shouldn't have charoses for two reasons. Number one, we're somewhat concerned that the charoses is not really part of the mitzvah that you're trying to accomplish. There's a machlokes between Hillel, who's the author, so to speak, of the Korach sandwich, and the Chachamim, how best to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror. So Hillel said together, we'll get to that in a second, and the Chachamim said separately. Hillel was Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So if you're really doing this Zeich LaMikdash KeHillel, so there shouldn't really be charoses in there, because you should just have matzah and maror. Like the Rambam says, basically, you know, you could do either, because the Gemara doesn't paskin between Hillel and the Chachamim, but he seems to privilege Hillel's view. So when there was a Karban Pesach, the Rambam says the way to do it is to have matzah and maror together. When there's no Karban Pesach, you have to have matzah and maror separately, because the only basis to have matzah and maror together is the Pasuk says, V'achos avasar balayla azaz, liyeshu matzos, al merom yochlu. It's only in the presence of the Karban Pesach that you can combine matzah and maror. So even the Rambam admits that bisman azem, matzah and maror are going to be separated. Now the Rambam, ironically, does have charoses, because the Rambam thinks everything gets charoses. The Rambam thinks karpas gets charoses, let alone matzah and maror. But anyway, the first reason the Rav Yah says not to have charoses is because if you really think you're fulfilling the mitzvah, like Hillel told you to fulfill it, so there shouldn't be charoses in there. The second reason is quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, wait, we said in the Ma'an Nishtana that normally we don't dip afilu pamachas, halayla azah, shtei pamim. We already did karpas, and we already dipped either the matzah or the maror in the charoses. So why would we be dipping for a third time? Okay, so that's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether we're going to have the charoses or not. But either way, you'll have the matzah and the maror together, with or without charoses. Like the Rambam always says, you want to be leaning for all of the achilos halayla, even if it's not technically required. Now, there is some discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about not having a hefsek, because again, if we're the reason that we're doing the matzah and the maror together is to be choshesh for the view of Hillel, that that's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror, al matzah samroram yochu, certainly bisman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, then we have an issue of hefsek. Should we really be saying zecher lemikdash kehillel, like the Sfaradim say, or the Ashkenazim have an extended girsa? One of the few times in Judaism when the Ashkenazim have a longer recitation than the Sfaradim, I have to note that, Zeicher lemikdash kehillel by one sentence, or bisman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, right, kachay hillel osa, right, shedekayim mashenemar, amatzah samroram yochlu. So isn't that a hefsek? So it's fascinating, you know, Reb Chaim Brisk was careful, I think, either not to say that at all or to say it afterwards. I know the Rav would only say that after he had Korach, so as not to create a hefsek, even though the Rav felt that bisman hazeh was really only a zeicher lemikdash, so it wasn't really interrupting the fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah maror. So the main point to take away is really the following, that according to the Rambam, even though you can't say for sure we paskin like Hillel, it does seem in Perek Ches of Hilchos Chametz Matzah that we paskin that way, that the nature of the mitzvah of matzah and maror changes whether or not there's a Karban Pesach there. So again, when there's no Karban Pesach, the Rambam will say, you say al achilas matzah and you have matzah, al achilas maror, then you have maror. But when there was a Korban Pesach, you had to have the matzah and the maror together. No Korban Pesach with them. Be very clear. But because the Pasuk says, matzos umarorim yochlu, in the context of v'achloas avasar v'alala azeh, it's the very presence of the Korban Pesach that compels us to eat the matzah and the maror together. So again, that's a very fascinating shift that we have, according to the Rambam, between when there is a Korban Pesach and when there is no Korban Pesach. It actually impacts the way that we fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and of maror. Okay, so God willing, tomorrow we'll conclude this week's discussion of the laws of the Seder with Shulchan Aruch. You think what's there to talk about in Shulchan Aruch is just a meal, but actually there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, roasted and not roasted, other such things as well. So God willing, we'll discuss that tomorrow, and then we'll try to, you know, I don't know, that we'll get all the way there, because we're kind of running out of days, but we'll try to get as close as we can to Nirtza, starting again Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday, when we get ready into Bedikas Chametz. Okay. We have Shmuel here.